Welcome to the Dr. April Jasper Show, relevant conversations for business owners of today. Welcome, everyone, to the Dr. April Jasper Show. I'm so thrilled to be here today with Rob Gourley. And you guys heard from Dr. Mike Lang and I asked Dr. Lang, what water should we be drinking? And do you guys remember what he said? He said, well, of course, that's easy, water. So here I am with the inventor, and I want you guys to hear all about it, why water is so amazing, and some of the other things that Rob's working on as well. We've had a great time looking here at the ranch house and kind of seeing what he's been doing. I got to try the, what do you call it, Rob?
Nasal
what did
cannula.
I just do? There you go. So, Rob, let's start at the very beginning. How did this all come about?
Well, looking at water has always been a fascination for mine because I'm an aquarian. But I've done a lot, you know, in the diving world and everything. But water has always really fascinated me. And so during the early 70s, when I was in the oil fields in Alaska, we had met a gentleman who was trying to run an engine on water. And so I realized he was kind of an interesting character, but he vanished about 6 weeks later and never been seen since. So we realized something was going on. So I played with it and I started to get fairly successful on working on some of the engines we were playing with it. But then I realized no one really understood the major flaw in understanding what the fifth phase of water is, which is a stable gas. And then also I realized very quickly early on that electrolysis will destroy anything that comes in contact because you're creating a nascent oxygen and it'll eat anything but Teflon. And Teflon doesn't conduct electricity, so it doesn't really help you in an electrolysis type scenario. So what I realized was if you bond two water molecules together, you can strip the hydrogens and have an O2, which is what we're all breathing today. My nose hasn't fallen off and the building hasn't disappeared because it's been oxidized. So that's where we started and perfecting that technology. And we developed a stable form of gas, very different than HHO, which is very unstable. Ewell Brown realized very quickly that it passed 150 PSI. He'd blow himself off the face of the earth, which he tried a couple times. Worked with our gas, which is the dioxytetrahydride, we've compressed it well over 3,000 and held it for over a year at that point. And it's just sits there like waiting for tomorrow. And it doesn't go away. It's very stable. It'll flow through liquid nitrogen. So then the big question came, what do we do with it?
Right.
We found this interesting creature. Now what do we do with it? So I figured it'd be interesting to see if it would go back into water and act as a carrying agent. And that took quite a bit of time. We've realized how to do it and how to measure it, which was a very, very difficult scenario because you're measuring hydrogen and oxygen amongst hydrogen and oxygen. So, I mean, how do you really decipher who's who? But we figured that all out. And then we started to hand out the water to friends and family. And we were extremely excited over what we were seeing. And Dana and I made a list, and we didn't share it with each other. And at the end of several months, we compared notes, and it was like we'd been looking over each other's shoulder.
That's wild.
And improvement in eyesight, energy, digestion, all sorts of things that went on down the line.
So what exactly is it? I mean, when I move it in the bottle, it doesn't look
there's,
like
there's
it
no surface.
The
what
bottle.
It's doing is it's breaking the surface tension. There's no surface tension. It's highly negatively charged now because we've added negative ions to not only the hydrogens, but also the oxygens. So one of the key things that we learned from working with patients who've had neurological issues, either being thrown through the windshield or, you know, autistic children and other people who've had, you know, some other stuff, either toxin driven or, you know, I would say impact driven, that the brain is short on protons and also short on electrons, so it's not properly communicating. And what we discovered very quickly was that by either drinking the water or especially breathing the gas, that very quickly we've seen people who haven't spoken in 3 or 4 years suddenly start talking.
So what do you do? Like, so here's the water.
Right.
You can drink it. You can use it for coffee. You can, right. I mean, what are some other uses besides what you I mean, just drinking out of a bottle.
Well, one of the interesting features of it is it will emulsify oils. And we've also got other people that are using different compounds that it will absorb much quicker because it's a crystalline structure.
Right.
And so it will pull in things like if you're taking any of the peptides, that they're really tough to mix with water. You take a tablespoon of peptide and pour it in a cup of, dump it in a cup of ours, and it'll clump right in the middle, and then it'll start rotating counterclockwise and then just disappear.
So is it technically even water?
Yes. It's an H4O2, which is two water molecules bonded together. So it is water, but it has the boiling points wrong, freeze points wrong, density's wrong, surface tension's wrong. Everything is wrong about it, but steam is not a gas.
Right.
That's not the third phase of water. And steam is an active liquid. There is a fourth phase, and then you go to the fifth phase, which is actually stabilized. And the trick is by adding the additional electrons to the oxygen molecule, we're able to donate protons. Plus, it's got some other very interesting characteristics in the way of frequencies, and also it has an ormus to it.
I'm sorry, Rob, didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, and the ormus was discovered by Einstein back in the early 1900s. And that is where the energy in the water, he explained it through quantum physics, which didn't go over very well back in the early 1900s when he was talking quantum physics to the science world. They want to wrap him up in a white jacket and haul him away. So he kind of walked away from it. But what it is when you take two electrons and you put them in close proximity and get them into a super high-speed spin, they stay there in perpetuity generating energy. And we've shown repeatedly this water has that, and even after 10 years, it's still the same number as when we started.
So you have on the website something that says something about Earth's thunderstorm in a bottle.
Right.
Talk to me about that.
Basically, if you go back to the beginning of time, the Earth was created, the oceans were filled from many, many, years of very severe storms that happened on Earth because of the electrical charges. That's when the water was highly charged, and that's why the dinosaurs that basically at that time, most of them lived off of swamp-based, water-based plants because they grew extremely fast. What happens is that we've shown by growing plants with this water, we're seeing far greater nutritional uptake. Even the fiber is 98% digestible. It totally changes the realm. So what I feel happened to the dinosaurs, they may have been dinged pretty hard with the hit that created the Gulf of America now, instead of the Gulf of Mexico, with this chunk of a meter or asteroid hit us. It was a final blow for them because what was happening beforehand is that they could eat enough and keep growing. You can't today force feed an animal and grow a 100-ton animal walking on the planet. There's not enough nutrients in it.
Right.
And it just isn't going to happen. The only one that's still able to grow to 100 tons is the big whales because they're eating krill. Krill hasn't changed since the beginning of time. And it comes from the ocean, which it has a very strong ormus in it, which explains why the krill are higher in metabolic values and other stuff, and so they're able to do that. But the plant-based went to creating lignin, which enabled it to have a circulatory system to grow a tree that goes up instead of a swamp-based plant that's living in the water. So the weather changed, the plants changed, and then that's why we've run into a problem. But what this is, it is a high form of energy of electrons, and we are electron burners. I mean, we're nothing more than a glorified flashlight. I mean, if we run out of electrons, the game's over.
So how is it anti-aging? Walk us through that. Even have a lightning bolt on here.
Right. You got it. That's why you see the little nuances on the bottle. Basically, it's oxidative stress that is the worst thing. When you have free oxygens, it'll tear up the body pretty badly. It'll actually kill cells and do all sorts of things. And this, because of its ability, it's a crystalline structure. It helps defend the cells.
Wow.
And it hydrates far more than standard water. I know there's other brands out there that claim to be the world's best hydrating water, but if you look at their test results, and I've talked to their head lab tech, it was a 0.1%. Well, 0.1% in the world of science is not the best out there, in my book. And what we're seeing is 500% better or better. I mean, 1 liter of water is pretty much the equivalent of 5 liters of regular water in hydration.
Wow. So what makes it taste so good?
Your body recognizes it. And there's no impurities in it. We take it down way past pharmaceutical impurity and enables it to pick up the vitamins and minerals from the food you eat. They shouldn't be in the water, because then it blocks you the ability to pick up the stuff from your eating, because it's kind of like handing you 5 suitcases and then putting $100 bill on the floor. You ain't gonna be able to pick it up.
So you said it has, what did you say? Let me say it again. 1 liter is to of this is
up
as
to five liters, right?
Have you tested that?
Yes, we've worked with the guys in the special ops in the military. We have people we work with there, and we've seen, just in the athletic aspects, the neurological aspects. We've looked at the timing. People who are using the water or on a breathing machine doing hand-eye coordination will jump 4 or 5 levels above where they've ever been. And then they go off and they get really upset because they can't get there again.
Understandable. So tell us, where can people get Wata?
You can either go to Amazon. Amazon sells it under Wata, WATT-AHH. Aquanu has a site for selling it. And then locally, we have quite a few stores. We do have some grocery stores in Texas and other places that are carrying the water. We're getting more and more.
And you can find those on your website. So if people
go
to the
website. Yes, you can go to the Aquanu website it'll lead you there. And then there's also about halfway down the Aquanu front page, you'll see WIT, W-I-T highlighted.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
WIT is the parent company we set up, which is Water Ion Technologies. And that has a lot of very interesting things that we're doing. You can see the water when we're burning it and what it will do, adding it to fuels and doing all sorts of other things that we're having fun with.
They can read about it there, too.
You can read about it. We've been working in desalinization. We've been working in a lot of other projects. Water purification.
Wow.
Because we're able to add and subtract electrons from different materials to make them more readily usable for us to clean or change their structure and capture things.
So I didn't even hear about it, Rob, until Mike Lang, Dr. Lang, mm-hmm. was talking to me, and David was training for an Ironman, and we reached out and said, hey, we've talked about nutrition, we've talked about all this other stuff. We go to the store and there's 20 different types of water you can buy. And so how does a person ever know? And he says, well, I've done the research, you should go talk to Rob and see about Wata. Because it's been pretty incredible. And as you know, he has vitamins that he has too in his business. And so his point was it helps to absorb the nutrients better. Do you agree?
Yes. We've done studies up at the University of Florida in Gainesville and with Dr. Jamie Collins. And he showed that the difference in the uptake of vitamins and minerals with our water was 5 to 8-fold times better. So he was completely impressed.
Wow.
Initially, he told me it was a waste of our time and money, but at the end, he's very impressed.
That's the best kind of advocate.
Right. So he understands us now.
The bottles, let's talk about that. What is the talk of plastics that you hear? It's so confusing to me. And do we need to be worried about the plastic bottle?
The bottles we use are the PET1, which is the pharmaceutical grade, but any of the plastics can be a problem. There are several ways I feel you can get microplastics in water or in the food you're eating. If you have silica and other materials in your water, which will abrade the bottle from shaking it or just shipping or moving. Silica, if you look at it under a microscope, is a pretty nasty looking creature. It's like a sea urchin. It's going to be scratching the bottle and in a microform way. The other way is when the ozone water in bottles, you're destroying some of the plastic. You're actually breaking it down, and that will go into the water. We do not ozone our water. The other thing is, in natural water, you have constant movement of the hydrogens and oxygens, and at times you will create naturally a nascent oxygen, which will actually bring some plastics in. We've stabilized the water molecule. That's part of the game of why we're so unique. But also, by clustering it, and does not touch the inside of the bottle in reality, because it's a very strong negative charge, and plastic has a natural negative charge. That's why there's no film. When you tilt the bottle and flip it back, you don't have this film running down the side, and it pours out much quicker. If you take two bottles of your water, somebody else's water, and our water, and you do a race and pour it out, we come out much faster. And it's because the water molecule is actually physically smaller, but also it's repelling the plastic. So in the testing that's been done, we're one of the few that had no plastics in it, and they all want to know how we had done that.
That's incredible. So now you keep it. You said it's good technically for 10 years.
We've shown over 10 years of shelf life. And then in some of the medical products that we're not manufacturing, but I'm in partnership with. Now in the medical field, you can't do estimated time by heating something and saying it's equivalent of 2 years or 5 years or something else. Everything has to be done in reality. So we have products now that had 20, 30 minute shelf life. We've taken over 10 years now in reality, and they're 100%.
Wow.
And so that's one of the reasons that we're used in some of the medical arenas to make products no one's been able to make before, because nobody could stabilize the chemistry. And so all those companies have given up on their process and now have the company we're working with make all their products for them and put their name on the bottle, which we don't mind. That's fine.
So we talked about Alaska. You worked there first, and then you learned that there was something about this water, and you were going to create this. Was there a gap in that? Did you go straight from Alaska to here and creating Watauk?
Well, I've spent 25 years in Alaska. So
that's the time.
That's not going straight.
And were you working on this that whole time?
Quite a bit of it. The oil companies and Crowley paid for a lot of it because I built a lot of machines, and we had some major detonations until we figured out what we were doing. The guys in the shop would see me come in late at night, and they'd go, uh-oh, do we all need to leave? And I said, well,
maybe.
We'll be good tonight.
We'll know in a minute.
Yeah. I mean, we shook every piece of dust out of a 200 by 400 foot building.
Wow.
We had a major explosion. I was hiding under a 2-inch steel welding bench when it went off.
Oh, man.
And so it was like,
That's incredible.
So,
Rob, what do you think the biggest point of confusion that people have when they hear about Watauk and what you've done? What is it that's the most challenging for them to understand, and how do we make it simple? Or is it just not simple?
It's not simple. That's the problem. The easiest thing to explain is this is not just a filtered water. This is a very different structure. Initially, for many years, because we've been doing this now for over 20 years, a lot of the water gurus out there were criticizing us pretty heavily. You know, you can't do this, you can't do that,
right,
and this is impossible. That seems to have all gone away. Now, many of these guys who are extremely well-known, I don't want to point fingers, are now asking to sit with us and understand what we've done, and because they had theories, and I looked at their theories, and to me, they didn't fit in the world of reality. And so what we've done is not off the charts. It's just a new form of technology because we're using very powerful magnetic fields to stabilize water so we can work with it.
Right.
If it's a moving target, God help you. It's you know, I mean, you'll never be successful. You have to freeze something in reality to be able to manipulate it. But if it's constantly changing structure and changing numbers and changing everything in front of you, God help you on trying to change it, you know, get a hold of it and right. do something with it. This is a whole new world of science that we've unraveled, is to be able to use very powerful magnetic fields. And that's one of the two. We use both of the world's, or the universe's secrets. Everything in the planet is created from electrons and magnetism. That's the basic, the two things that Einstein pointed out that everything is created from. And we use both of them in our technology. We use electron flow and we use very powerful magnetism. And that's why I think what we're doing is brought us back to the water that was on the planet back at the beginning of time, and also explains why some of the world healers were healing with water. I understand it. Yes. If you provide energy to the body, and one statement that fell off my lips a long time ago was healing requires energy. And without energy, you're not going to heal. Your body's not going to shut down your heart to fix your foot. And so you have to build up a surplus of energy in your body to heal a wound, heal a bone, you know, heal anything. But it's not going to shut the brain down. It's not going to shut the heart down. It's not going to shut the liver down. So you've got to build up an excessive amount of extra energy for the body to then dole out that energy to do things.
And they're using this in wound healing.
Oh, yes.
I saw that on the website.
Yeah, we've done wound healing, you know, everything from diabetic wounds to gangrene to things like that. And we're not amputating. We're able to heal wounds. I mean,
that's pretty
good. One of the nurses who, you know, questioned our ability to do healing had a friend with diabetic wounds, and she was helping her. And with the use of the water and some of the sonic creams that a friend of ours developed that use our technology, in 2 weeks she was fully healed. And she said that would have taken 6 months or 9 months to heal, if it had healed.
Right.
And she said in 2 weeks it fully healed.
Wow.
So they're going crazy over it, but they have to witness it themselves. You know, I mean, I tried to explain it to them, and initially they don't. Now they're listening, but it's one of those things that it requires energy to heal and detoxification, and you have to have a redox signal to call in the stem cells and T cells, and you've got to supply an energy force for them, and you have to give them the ability to communicate, and so that's where the water is so unique. Because it has the ability to do all these things.
Well, you did your best to make it simple. But I think the reality is, I mean, how hard is it to get a bottle of water and try it for yourself and see what it's like? And
right.
I think that's what you'll see.
And the only thing I recommend is start slow.
Right.
You know, we've had a few urologists who we were at a conference with. And we gave them a case of liters. And I said, you know, drink a half a liter today and then maybe the other half tomorrow. Well, he drank 3 liters that night, and what he peed out that night scared the bejesus out of him. He said he couldn't believe the toxins that were coming out.
That's crazy.
And he said, it was no joke. He said, you were right.
Take it slow.
He said, I did a real quick detox, and he says, I had a headache about the size of an elephant, but he said it went away very quickly, but what I peed out in the toilet was enough to scare the scared him pretty good. And I said, well, that's why I said start slow.
The little bottle the first day.
He was drinking 3 big bottles.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So that really just kind of, it's a quick detox.
Right.
But it also works on detoxing alcohol. Somebody gets drunk, you hand them a liter bottle, and by the time they get done with it, they've pulled all the alcohol out of their blood. But you can also go the reverse and mix it with alcohol and knock them off their stool.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe we shouldn't tell people about that.
So,
Rob, you're incredible. I want you to keep inventing. I want you to keep doing what you're doing. I mean, where is the world going to be without inventions and people that can think through it. For you guys, Rob walked us through. We got to see everything here. And it's funny because we're sitting here looking at each other and talking, and I could tell he took a moment and his eyes go up, and I know what that means. It means he's thinking. And I said, what are you thinking about? He says, I'm just trying to think about how I can, and he goes through this whole story about one of the technologies here. You're just always thinking and dreaming and, mm-hmm. and inventing, aren't you?
Well, a lot of it comes to me when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, me too. You
know, I mean, I get messages from the other side.
Do you wake up and write stuff down, or do you
sometimes,
just hope you remember
I'll get
in the morning?
Sometimes I and go do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thomas
yeah.
Edison.
and I don't always, you know, it's hard to say where they come from.
Which, by the way, I'm going to ask you, is this going to help me sleep better?
Yes and no. It can enter if you drink it late at night, especially like myself. You probably won't sleep well that night, but you'll be fully energized in the morning when
okay.
you do wake up. But so a lot of times I won't drink a lot of it after about 3 or 4 in the afternoon, because otherwise I'll be working all night. You know, I mean, I'm fine. I mean, I'm not tired.
Right.
It's just that I don't need it. And but other people, that it helps them sleep. I mean, and then using it in a CPAP is the best way to prove it to the male that it works. Because we've had a lot of the women were buying it, and their husbands were complaining about them buying, you know, what he called a filtered water. And when I realized that her husband was on a CPAP, I said, change out the cup of water with Wata and see what happens. Well, it was quite dramatic, because the next morning he slept that night for about 11 hours, which he hadn't done since he was a boy.
Wow.
And he accused her of drugging him. And she said, I did not drug you. And she said, well, what'd you do to me? And he said, I changed out your water in the CPAP with Wata. And so he thought for a minute, and he said, well, next time you order, get a couple extra cases, because we don't want to run out.
I love it. Yeah, oh, so. Man, you guys are so amazing. We thank you for letting us come visit.
Well, thank you.
And we'll come back again, spend more time, talk about the latest and greatest. And, of course, we've got a truckload to take home today. So they're only over here in Sarasota, so it's not that far a drive for David and I. And it was the easiest and best way to get two wonderful things done in one day. Come see you guys mm-hmm. and record and see the place, and
it's good to
take
have
home
you.
Some water. But thank you so much, Rob. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much.